It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Pierce Pioneer Sports on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Welcome back to Pierce. After a long weather delay, almost 2 hours, play is getting set to resume. Both teams have retaken the field. And it looks like the second half kickoff will happen about 9:55. Melrose and Pierce got a half of football in. Then the weather came. Lightning followed by heavy rain. And the crowd was sent out of the stadium for their protection. The teams were sent back. So one half is in. It's 14-0 in favor of Pierce. And if I remember right, Pierce will get the ball to start the second half. They kicked off to start the game. So it looks like things are shaping up for the resumption of Pierce and Melrose. One development, Johnny Casper injured in the first half, now in street clothes. However, Colton Eichens is in uniform. He is out there. The Dutchmen head to their sideline. Pierce are huddled up near midfield. So we are getting very close to the resumption of this one. Second half, lots of finals have already been posted. This one has two quarters of football left between two top teams in Class 3A. Right now it's Pierce 14, Melrose nothing. We'll be ready to start half two after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Pierce Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Do you find yourself stranded with a less reliable connection? If your new network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get 12 gigs for $80 a month and $20 a month per smartphone line, plus taxes and fees. Hurry into Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and sign up today. Verizon, come home to a better network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Smartphone device payment activation required, subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
All right, Pioneers and Dutchmen ready to go. We've got 12 minutes on the clock. Pioneers will get the ball first. Here come the Pioneers. They are on the field. They will return right to left. Lane Gertz, Derek Hall, Nick Harrell drop back deep. And here come the Dutchmen. So we'll see what adjustments. They had plenty of time. Here we go, folks. Second half of football. Colton Meyer tees the ball up. And the Pioneers and Dutchmen, after almost 2 hour delay for weather. Pierce 14, Melrose nothing. The whistle. And the kickoff. Here we go. It is picked up. Far sideline, Harold coming near side, 25. And down there. Pierce will start first and 10. 26 yard line.
Number 11, Brady Hellman, along with number 21, Jordan Klopp Hockey.
So.
For the Pioneers, they'll begin
first and 10 for Pierce. Weber under center. Three backs behind him. They hand it off. Noah Bozer across the 30, and he's out to about the 33. That is a good gain of 7 for Bozer. So the opening play, a handoff to the senior fullback, who now has 63 yards on 6 carries. Pioneers for a second down and about 3. Weber, handoff Harold, right tackle behind Skiba, cuts it up. Harold into the secondary, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, and down at the 27-yard line. Nick Harold explodes off right tackle. 40 yards for Nick Harold on a burst. Nick now, the 40-yard run by Harold, and the Pioneers get a big play. First and 10, Pioneers. They moved it down to the 28 of Melrose. Hall in the backfield with Gertz and Bozer. It's Bozer inside the 25 to about the 23. And that's a gain of solid 4, maybe 5. Tackle Colton Meyer in on the stop. They're going to give him 4 for Bozer. Second down, 6. 10:42 and counting, third quarter here at Piers tonight. Hall, Gertz, and Bozer behind Weber. Noah twirled down by Meyer again. Colton Meyer, short gain of a yard maybe. It's going to be 3rd and 5. Colton blew up that play in the hole, and it's 3rd down and 5 now for Piers. A big run by Nick Harold. Nick had the explosive play last week, a 60-yard catch against Maple Lake. And now here's a handoff up the middle. Gertz has got an opening. Gertz shugs the tackle. Gertz on his feet inside the 5-yard line. Big run, Lane Gertz. He's down to the 3. That's about 20 yards for the junior, Lane Gertz, and it's 1st and goal. Making the tackle for the Dutchman is number 7, Drake Meyer. Gertz for 20. And number 46 now has 46 yards. 1st and goal from the Melrose 3. Weber, straight dive. And no signal. Pioneers are saying touchdown. Now there's the call. Touchdown. Noah Bozer behind Logan Stangle and David Skiba for a 3-yard run. And the Pioneers with an impressive 74-yard drive out of the break. Now Lane Gertz to kick. Brett Kapsner's the long snapper. Aaron Weber, the holder. Snap is down. Kick is up. It's good. Piers 21. Melrose nothing. The Dutchman will get the ball for the first time after this.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 233,000 here in Minnesota. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline, skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
A 74-yard drive for the Pioneers on their opening possession, highlighted by a 40-yard Nick Harold sprint. And Noah Bozer finishes it off with a 3-yard run. 21-0, Piers. Now Gertz to kick as Melrose will get the ball for the first time.
Number 34, Mason Winker, along with number 21, Jordan Klopp Hockey.
Here's the boot. It's end over end. This will be at the goal line, the 1, not in the end zone. Klopp Hockey, and he is out close to the 20 for Swarmed Under.
Handled by number 21, Jordan Klopp Hockey.
1st and 10, Dutchman. Robbie Schlegel gets credit for the tackle. First and 10, Dutchman at their 20.
For the Dutchman, they'll begin first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
So here's senior quarterback Tyler Bregelman now down three scores here, 9.5 minutes to play in the third. Bregelman, wide side of the field is the near side. They'll keep it on the ground. Big hole, and that's a 7-8 yard run there. That's Zach Piscala ripping off a nice chunk out close to the 28-yard line.
Number 46, Lane Gertz.
Lane Gertz. Number 20, Colton and Colton Eichens. Good to see Colton get back out there. Gain of 8. 11 carries, 35 yards now for the talented Zach Piscala. Second and short. I-backs. Hand off again. Bouncing into the pile. That time the Pioneers were ready and little to no gain. Piscala got stood up, took a little half step to his left, and David Skiba finished him off. Gain of 1 brings up 3rd and 1. Clock showing 8:40 and moving in the third. Piers has already scored here. They're up 21-0 on Melrose. A 3-yard run by Noah Bozer, capping off a 74-yard second half opening drive. Hall comes out, man-to-man coverage on the Melrose flanker to the near side. 3rd and 1. Bregelman rolling to his right, steps in front of a defender, rolls out, being chased. He is taken down by Kapsner. Awful close. I don't think he made it. Brett Kapsner tracks down Bregelman about a half yard short. The quarterback sprinting to the Pierce sideline. And I don't think he got it. No, he did not. It's 4th down. No gain for Bregelman.
Short gain on the play brings up 4th down and 1.
4th and 1 for the Dutchman, and it's decision time. And they're sending the punt unit on with 7:45 to play in the third. So the defense comes out of the chute, dropping back, single safety, Michael Meyer, and a whistle. What do we got? A Melrose timeout. Melrose will expend a timeout. Looking to punt it away, Pioneers will look, apparently, get the ball back. 7:38 to go. They're up 21-0.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 233,000 here in Minnesota. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline. Skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, Melrose uses a timeout here, discuss their options. Pierce takes the ball, goes 76 yards, punch it in with Noah Bozer finishing off a 74-yard drive with a 3-yard run. Highlight of the play, a long 40-yard sprint by Nick Harold. And see if Bregelman drops back to punt. Remember, he's their quarterback, always a threat to throw out of punt formation. They're going to go for it. They change their minds. They're up now at the line on 4th and inches. Handoff, Piscala into the pile, and he did not get it. I don't believe the side judge comes in, and I think the Pioneers just came up with a huge stop. One official is walking up with his feet on the 30, and they are spotting the ball short of the marker. The Pioneer defense holds Melrose inside the 30, a gamble for the Dutchman, and the Pioneers answer. I think Melrose is going to ask for a measurement, and they're probably right to do so. I think they've got every right to ask for a measurement. But where the yard marker is on the far sideline and where, and now it is. Yep, they're going to bring the chains on. I think that's the right thing to do. But the ball is clearly not to the 30-yard line. The Pioneer middle defense really stuffed Piscala. They gave it to their money back. And I think the Pioneer defense shut him down. So here comes the stretch of the chains. And it is short. It is well short. And now the Pioneers will look for a dagger. They've got the ball at the Melrose 29-yard line. Already up three touchdowns.
First and 10 from the Dutchman 29-yard line.
And the Pioneers are really looking to put a hammer down here. Here come the Pioneers. Daler, Kapsner, Stangl, Michaels, Skiba, Kummet, and Eichens up front. The wall of blockers. Handoff. Fullback dive. Inside the 25. Bozer goes for about three, maybe four. They're just shy of the Melrose 25.
In on the stop for the Dutchman, number 71, Noah Nelson.
Bozer will be credited with a hard 4 yards. Second down and six.
Gain of four to play brings up second down and six.
Second and six. Now, ball just outside the Melrose 25. Inside handoff, power football. Pyle moves down close to the 20. And on the carry was Nick Harold. They show third down on the down marker. They're going to say, boy, they're going to say short. That certainly looks like it's enough. Now they're moving the chains. Now it is, a first down. A 6-yard run for Harold, and they move the chains. Already four first downs this half. Here's the handoff inside again. Not much this time. Lane Gertz takes the ball down to the 15, and as I say, not much. It's actually about a 4-yard run for Lane. Pioneers mixing it up. Second down, six. That's 50 yards on eight carries for Gertz. 6 minutes to go in the third. We've played half of a quarter now. Harold, Bozer, and Gertz from the 15. They give it to Harold, sweeping right. Harold in a foot race, cuts, flag coming in. This is coming back on a hold. Somebody on the edge got a handful of a Dutchman's jersey, and it's a holding call against the Pioneers. That would have been close to a first down. There's a Dutchman player down near the 10-yard line on the far sideline. That was right where the play ended. As the trainer Andrew Hadrich and some of the Melrose coaches head out.
Penalty occurred on the 15-yard line.
It's a 10-yard holding penalty. Their first penalty of the half, their fifth of the game for 40 yards. And the ball comes spotted back to the 26 of Melrose. There's a timeout on the field for an injury and water. Still plenty warm. 5:44 left, third quarter. Piers 21, Melrose nothing.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2015-16 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out all the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 19th, the Pierce football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers.
All right, after the injury timeout, Melrose defense back out there. Pierce will have it second down from the 26. They need to get to the 9, so it's second and about 17. Clock now starts. 5:38 to play, third quarter. Weber, counterplay. Gertz up the middle. Lane into the secondary. Gertz is going to go to the house. Lane Gertz on a counter, and it's 27 to nothing. A 26-yard run to pay dirt. And Gertz has his first career 100-yard game. 101 officially. Extra point try for Lane. That comes just 4 minutes after the last touchdown scored by Bozer. So the big defensive stop gave the ball in short field position. and they pay off. Here's the kick. Low, that one might miss left. And Lane is missed for the first time. It skips off to the left. Pierce 27, Melrose nothing. 5:29 left third quarter. We'll be back after this.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
So Pierce is now leading 27-0 with two second-half touchdowns in less than 7 minutes. And now Gertz kicking with a 27-0 lead, end over end, at the 7-yard line. Looking to cut, come wide, and taken down near the 20-yard line again. That is Jordan Klopaki. And so Melrose will start at the 20. Matt Kummet again, another special teams tackle helped out by Logan Lease. 5:21 to play.
For the Dutchmen, they'll begin first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
This is Melrose's eighth possession. Five of them have started exactly at the 20. Their other three, 25, 27, and 28. They have not had good field position. They're going to go to the shotgun for Bregelman. Out of the shoot here. First and 10, 20-yard line. Snap, shovel pass, left side. Left halfback looking for a room, and Wenker didn't get much. Is that Wenker or Piscala? That is ruled a handoff.
In on the stop for the Pioneers, number 73, Teddy Daler.
And it's a gain of five on the Daler tackle.
Gain of five on the play. Brings up
just a quick little shovel. 41 yards on 14 carries for Zach Piscala. Pierce 27, Melrose nothing. Clock showing 4:45 to play. I-backs, now Bregelman lines up under his center. Second and five, 25-yard line. Handoff left side, fullback lead for two. Pioneers get in there with Noah Bozer, the linebacker.
By number 24, Zach Piscala.
And also number 74, Logan Stangl. So Piscala gets about four. It'll be third and one. Piscala now 15 carries, 45 yards. Tough yards tonight. Trips to the near side. That's the wide side, the Pioneer side of the field. We are at 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Handoff up the middle, and I think they get this with a push. They do, to the 32. Piscala stopped by Brett Kapsner, but not until he picked up three. First down, Melrose. Their first of the half, only their fifth of the ball game. First and 10, Dutchman. Melrose has already spent a timeout this half. They did it on their decision on whether to punt or go for it. They opted to go for it, and the Pioneers stuffed them, setting up a short 29-yard field, and they scored on a 26-yard Lane Gertz run. Lane second of the night. Trips to the right, shotgun formation, Tyler Bregelman. Good snap. Out pattern to the left side. Ball hangs and is dropped. Intended. Jordan Klopaki, the intended receiver, Colton Eichens, was there in coverage. And Bregelman is now 4 for 12 tonight. Second and 10. Bregelman gets the play in from the sideline. Clock showing 3 minutes, 30 seconds left. Empty backfield. Nope, Bregelman's got a lone setback. He's not in shotgun. They botch the play. And now Bregelman's in a run, and he ducks up the sideline. Bregelman will get out to the 35, which is about a positive three, but he and the running back ran into each other, a broken play, and Bregelman makes something out of nothing. Gain of four.
Gain of about four to play.
It'll bring up a third and six for the Dutchman with 3:23 left. Maple Lake wins in Howard Lake tonight, 46-14. Third and six. Ball resting at the 37-yard line. Bregelman under center, handoff, dive, nothing. It is fourth and about five. Pierskala got a half yard. We'll give him one full. It's fourth and five. Clock showing 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Piers 27, Melrose nothing. And I don't think Melrose wants another situation where they're going to give the ball to Piers on a short field. They're sending the punt unit on. Back deep goes Michael Meyer to about his 30. Bregelman to punt. He sets up shop at the Melrose 25. Now Harold jumps back to help out Meyer. Good punt. Meyer looks up into the night sky. He's got room. He fields it at the 26. Hesitates. Struggles ahead now with contact to the 41-yard line. Nice 15-yard return for Michael Meyer. And Pierce, pretty good field position again. Their own 41 they start. Leading 27-0 over Melrose. Again, Pierce came in ranked third in the state. Melrose number six. First and 10, near side hash mark. Pierce 2 for 2 on their drive so far. Touchdowns in the second half by Noah Bozer and Lane Gertz to open up a 14-0 halftime lead to 27-0, 2.5 minutes to go. Handoff, Gertz right side, tripped up at the 44. Gain of three.
In on the stop, number 61, Michael Salzel.
Salzel credited with a tackle, gain of 3, 2nd and 7. 104 yards, 2 touchdowns tonight for Lane Gertz.
Gain of about 3 on the play, brings up 2nd down and 7.
Alexandria tonight, they're playing at Apollo. Alex has scored 61 points with 8 minutes left, and they're not in running time. Handoff. Fullback Noah to midfield as he twists and turns, and that should be, he's going to be shy of the first. Melrose saying they've got the football. I think they're going to rule him down. No, they're giving the ball to Melrose. Melrose comes out of the pile with it, and it's number 45, Noah Glasner. So the Pioneers turn it over on a Bozer fumble. And for the first time this half, the Pioneers get stopped. So Melrose will have it in Pierce territory, by far their best starting field position now. First and 10 at the 49, trailing 27-0 with a minute 48 left third quarter. Bregelman under center, eye backs. Toss right side, and that is knocked out of bounds. In front of the Piers bench, Pierskala to about the 47, a short gain of 2. Derek Hall in on the stop. 2 yards for Pierskala, makes it 2nd and 8. 51 yards for Pierskala tonight on 18 carries. He came in with 408 yards, averaging 9 yards a pop. Tonight, not so much. A little under three. 18 for 51. 18 times 3 is 54. 2nd and 8. Minute 44 left. Third quarter. Bregelman will pitch toss this time. And he has stood up. What a textbook tackle by Brett Kapsner. Kapsner came up and wrapped him up and took him down as a state wrestler would do. Kapsner drops him back close to the 50. That's going to be a loss of the original two he just got. So it's 3rd and 10 for Melrose, back to the original line of scrimmage, and the clock moving with a minute 12 to play. Boy, Kapsner, that's one you put on a film to say this is how you tackle. Dutchman break their huddle, 3rd and 10. We are under a minute to play in the quick moving third quarter. Trips right. Shotgun for Bregelman. They need to get to the 38. Back to pass. across the middle, knocked down by Kapsner. He jumped the route, had it go in and out of his hands. He wanted clop hockey on a slant, but Kapsner was right there and almost had six, or had a pick. Incomplete, and Melrose punt unit back on. So they get nothing out of a starting field position of the 48 after recovering a fumble. They'll go three and out. Bregelman to punt again. Should pin the Pioneers pretty deep here. Meyer and Harold are back to about the 15. Here's the punt. It's away. Meyer watches it bounce at the 19, gets away from it, and Melrose will down it close to the 11-yard line.
On the Pioneer 11-yard line.
So Piers will start at their own 11 with 40 seconds remaining in the third, already leading 27 to nothing on Melrose. They turned it over for the first time, last possession. First and 10 as they set the chains, and here come the Pioneers to the line. Colton is down again. Looks like a heat issue for Colton. Hand off right side. This is Hall. Hall bursting. Hall gets out to about the 19-yard line, which would be about a gain of 8 for Hall. What a nice backup running back. Now pressed into a starting role here with Caps. Johnny Casper out. 8 for Hall. That gives him 35 yards. Piers at halftime had rushed for 131. Second down and a short 2. Final play of the quarter. If the Pioneers want it, they do. They snap the ball with 7 seconds. It's a sweep to Gertz. Gertz cuts it up at the 25, hurdles a man at the 30, lunges ahead to the 31, and that's the way the quarter ends. 13 yards for Lane Gertz. And after 3 quarters, Piers leads Melrose 27 to nothing.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We are ready to begin quarter number 4. Piers 27, Melrose nothing. A near 2 hour delay at halftime due to weather.
It's a large pot. We'll give them enough time. Ticket number 7.
They just held the split the pot jackpot, and that's up over $400. They've just drawn the ticket, and somebody's going to leave here happy tonight. Piers 27, Melrose nothing after 3. Piers has the ball.
Kim Rushlow, congratulations, Kim.
Kim Rushlow, how about that? Scoop's already got that spent. First and 10, Pioneers now starting at the 31 after the Gertz run ended the quarter. And Noah Bozer will rumble up the middle behind his center, Teddy Daler, for short yardage.
In on the stop for the Dutchman, number 27.
They're going to put the marker down at the 34, which is about, we're going to call it 3, second and 7.
Gain of about 3 on a play brings up second down and 7.
Second and 7, they keep it on the ground and out to close to the 40, I believe that was Harold. Harold will go for 6. And we've got a player down now for the Pioneers. And that is Nick. He's up and walking it off. That looked like it might be a cramp. He'll be jogging off the field. Third and one. Boy, I screwed up my totals here. Well, I put some of Lane's yardage on Noah's line. Hand off to Lane. He's going to get a big chunk there up to the 48. Kurtz has having his best offensive game as a Pioneer. Out to the 48. That's eight more yards for Lane Gertz.
The Pioneers have it first and 10 from their own 49-yard
10:50 to play in the fourth. Boy, I screwed that up. First down and 10 at their own 48. Full house backfield. They give the ball to Lane again. Gertz, big hold into the 41-yard line. That's 11 more. Gertz is just running roughshod over the Dutchman.
Along with number two, Hunter Rademacher. It's enough for a Pioneer first down.
Lane Gertz having a huge night.
For the Pioneers, it'll be first and 10 from the section, 41-yard line.
That's already eight first downs this half. Pioneers have not put the ball up this half. Hand up the middle. Bozer close to the 32-yard line. That's eight, maybe nine. Running behind Logan Stangl and David Skiba.
And the stop for the Dutchman, number two, Hunter Rademacher, along with number 52, Jimmy Thomas.
Bolzer straight ahead for eight, brings up second and short. It takes us under 10 minutes to play. So second down. And the handoff again. First down, coughed it up. Ball's loose, but the Pioneers are going to get on it. Oh, Hall coughed it up. He was inside the 25, but two or three Pioneers were there to get on it, including David Skiba and Matt Kummet.
Recovering to fumble with number 75, David Skiba.
It will result in a first down. Pioneers get the first, and
the end result is the Pioneer first down.
The ball is spotted at the 32-yard line, 33, somewhere in that vicinity. So give Hall about seven. And we're at 9:15 left to play. Hand off Lane Gertz into the line to the 20.
Ball is carried by number 46, Lane
Gertz. Gertz for seven. Nine minutes left to play. Second down and three.
Number 54, Rafi Arias.
Ball just outside the Melrose 20-yard line. Bozer behind Weber. Into the line goes Noah from the right side, and he looks like he's a half yard short, it appears. Bozer for two.
In on the stop, number 27, Bryce Stahlberger.
And it'll bring up third and less than a yard now for the Pioneers with 8:25 to play. All Piers so far here, and we're closing out this one. Third and inches. 8:15 to play. Weber takes the snap, gives it to Noah. Noah into the line to the 15, to the 14-yard line. That's a first down. Four or more yards.
He picks up the Pioneer first down.
Pioneers first down totals now.
Number four, Luke Glazner.
20-4. They've held Melrose to three offensive first downs tonight, and they came on one drive.
First and 10 from the Dutchman, 14.
We are under 8 minutes now. A time-consuming drive. Clock is moving. Pioneers showing no signs of coming to the line, though. 7:42 and counting here in Piers tonight. They're going to let the clock run and, I think, use a timeout. Yes, that's exactly what they do. Aaron Weber signals timeout. It's Piers 27, Melrose nothing, 7:36 left when we come back to Piers.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area, call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
Pioneers use their first timeout. They're up 27-0 at home against Melrose. Ball is resting at the Melrose 14, first and 10. Eden Valley Watkins goes to 3-0, 42-7 over Rockford. First down, handoff, lost it. Weber picked it out of midair and just surges forward. Weber gets to the 10. That ball popped out of his hands. The fullback Bozer never got the ball, and Weber alertly grabbed it and gets 4 yards.
Number 61, Michael Salzo.
Second down and about 6 now. Ball resting just inside the Melrose 10-yard line. When the snap happens, we'll be under 7 minutes left. They give it to Gertz. Gertz tries the right side to the 6. Gain of 3 for Lane. Brings up 3rd and short. Clock moving at 6:38 left. Weber jogs back into the huddle with the play call. 3rd and about 2. Hall joins Gertz and Bozer. 6:25, they give it to Hall. Hall looking for an opening to the 5. Dahl, Hall is down to the 1-yard line.
Derek Hall.
Hall will bring it to the 1. It's 1st and goal. He's... He was tackled inbounds. They run the clock. It's a gain of 8 for Hall. The 11th first down. Alexandria beats Apollo tonight 70-33. First and goal from a yard out. We are now at 5:55 left to play. Hall, Gertz, and Bozer. Bozer's got 1. Gertz has 2 tonight. Now timeout, Piers. There, timeout with 5:50 left. Piers knocking on the door again. They lead Melrose 27-0.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, timeout is over. Piers 27, Melrose nothing. Piers has it, 1st and goal from the 1. This drive started back at the 11-yard line. Here's the handoff. It's Hall. Hall slipping, sliding. Did he get in? No, he did not.
Ball's carried by number 2, Derek Hall.
It'll be 2nd and inches. Hall had the feet come out just as he reached for the goal line, and he's ruled to have been down just shy of the pylon. So no gain officially for Hall, who's rushed for 50 yards tonight on 7 carries. 120 for Lane Gertz, 98 for Noah Bozer. The second down handoff. They'll give Hall another chance. He may have coughed that up. I'm not sure. Boy, the way some of those Melrose linemen reacted, they were reaching for something. But the referee comes in and signals third down. Another stop for the Melrose front line. It's third and inches. Actually may have lost a yard. It's third and a full yard now. Clock, though, continues to mark off time. 4:50 left to play. Third down and a short two. Weber steps up, gives the ball to Bozer. He backs his way. He is in for the score. Bozer from two. That gives him 100 tonight. A pair of 100-yard running backs tonight, and neither of them is named Johnny Casper. How's that for running back depth? That comes with 4:39 to play. Bozer's second of the night. Gertz has two. Myers got a touchdown catch. 33-0. Gertz to kick. He just missed his first of the season, the last attempt. So he's now 13-14. Snap is down. Kick is up. That one, I looks like it is good. It is.
The point is good. With 4:39 left to play, it's the Pioneers
30. Pierce 34, Melrose nothing, 4:39 left.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Well, we came in a highly anticipated battle of very good teams, and the Pioneers have really put a statement out there tonight. 34-0 over sixth-ranked Melrose. And now Gertz to kick. There's only 4:39 left to play. Bolzer's got a couple of touchdowns on the ground. So does Lane Gertz. Michael Meyer has a 47-yard touchdown catch. Here's the Gertz kick. Two men back deep, and it's away. Fielded, Klopaki, he just slides down. He was safe at second.
Kickoff handled by number 21.
He beat the throw. First and 10 at the 23 for Melrose. Well, 4:34 to play in this one. What a game by the men in black tonight. And now we have an official's timeout, or at least a whistle, and Pierce will use another timeout.
Timeout, Pioneers.
Timeout for Pierce. We'll be back with more in the late fourth quarter now. 4:34 left. We're probably going to see some new faces, and that's exactly what's happening. Pioneers used a timeout. The first team defense has done it again. They have shut out an opponent. Can the second unit preserve the shutout? 34-0. The first unit turns it over with 4:34 to go to the next group. Piers, now that is, I believe, their second timeout. Is that their third? It might be their third, yeah. I lose track. Which ones are water breaks? Which ones are technically timeouts? So now here we go with the Melrose first and 10 play. Ball is at the 24. And they keep it on the ground. Short yardage. Pioneers will.
Ball is carried by number 33, Tyler Richter.
And we get a new ball carrier here for Melrose. A 2-yard run by Tyler Richter.
Second down and 8.
Second and 8 4:02 left to play here in Pierce. New personnel on there offensively for the Dutchmen. They toss it near side. Pioneers were ready. Oh, boy. In the backfield, John Ike. Ike with a stop back at the 20. That's a loss of six.
Loss of about six on the play brings up third down and 14.
So a big play in the backfield by John Ike. The 6 foot 2 inch junior blows that play up, brings up third and about 15. I didn't hear who was the ball carrier for Melrose there. 33 again. Tyler Richter loses six. 3:10 to go, back to pass, setting up, under pressure. He's going to be sacked.
Quarterback sack for Pioneers.
The sack comes back at the 10.
Taking the sack, number 63, Troy Fisher.
Troy Fisher picks up a sack. That's a loss of 10. They're going to say forward progress for the Melrose quarterback at the 11.
That will bring up
2:45 and counting. And the punt unit for Melrose comes back, and that is a recurring theme. The seventh punt of the night for Melrose. 2.5 minutes from the end zone. The punt is away. Two men back deep near midfield. It bounces at the 50, takes a Pierce bounce to the Melrose 46. Pierce will have what is likely to be their last possession. 2:21 left. Pierce 34, Melrose 0. And the Pioneers can hang their hats on their most impressive win. Preston Rushlow will be running the unit now offensively for the Pioneers. Clock shows 2:21.
Now at quarterback for the Pioneers, number 18, Preston Rushlow.
So Rushlow handed the keys to the Cadillac. I backs. Robbie Schlegel is the deep back. They give it. Robbie to the 45, to the 43 of Melrose. About three for Schlegel. Robbie is a 5'7", 145-pound senior running back. His first carry tonight gains three, and it's second and seven. It takes us under 2 minutes left to play. Hunter Bednar will flank to the left. Coming out wide to the right. As Rushlow keeps it on the ground with Schlegel, left side for about five.
Ball is carried by number 36, Robbie Schlegel.
Inside the 40 to the Melrose 39. I guess a four-yard pickup for the senior back. Brings up third and about three.
Along with number 27, Bryce Stahlberger.
1:25 to play. Pierce will head to Eden Valley Watkins. Eden Valley wins tonight 42-7. They are 3-0, ranked third in AA. It'll be the third ranked top five or top 10 team that the Pioneers play. And up ahead, Nathan Gertz gets a carry to the 34. That's five. And the Pioneers move the chains with a minute 9 to go. Maple Lake was ranked fourth in AA, and the Pioneers beat them last week 35-0. Melrose was undefeated, ranked sixth. Pioneers are going to shut them out, it looks like. Eden Valley Watkins was ranked third in the latest polls in AA. Rushlow, pitch toss, right side. Looking to turn it up is Schlegel. Protects the ball, twirl down, 47 seconds left. He'll get about three. They're going to say his knee went down right at the 32, a gain of two for Schlegel.
In on the stop, number 11, Brady Hellman.
What an impressive performance. It took a little bit of delay at halftime, but boy, did the Pioneers fire. They had the ball four times in the second half, not including this drive, the current one, but they scored on three of them. 20 seconds left, one more snap. Rushlow will step up, take it, hand it off to Gertz, the fullback.
Ball carried by number 28.
Nathan and Gertz to the 30, a gain of 2, and time is going to run out, and the Pioneers have shut out Melrose. Pioneers 34. Dutchman nothing. A big win for the Pioneers. We begin the postgame on You Are There Sports next.
It's the GE Labor Day Savings event going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in now and check out the great deals that we have on all of our GE appliances. You can save hundreds of dollars on select appliances. Plus, we offer delivery and we service all makes. If you're in the market for new appliances, be sure to stop into Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Labor Day sales event going on now through September
9th. Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Pierce Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Oh, the Pioneers came to play tonight. It took about a nearly two-hour weather delay at halftime, but boy, did the guys come out of the break on fire. They scored two quick touchdowns and put this one away. The final, Pierce 34, Melrose 0. Coming up and joining me, Rick Shablewski, assistant coach for this Pierce Pioneer team. And boy, Coach, two very good teams squared off here tonight, and this is an impressive performance. This was a statement game for the guys.
Well, we were talking about that, imposing your will on the opposition the second half, just taking care of the line of scrimmage and moving them off the ball. Our running backs ran super. I thought Derek Hall stepped up tonight when Johnny went out on the first play.
Yes.
Derek and Nick Carroll.
Both
too.
Sides of the ball.
Yes, I thought he played really, really well, but you got to give our credit to the line and those kids did a marvelous job against a good football team.
Johnny Casper leaves after one carry. Gimpy, he did try and return, but shut him down at halftime after the long delay. Colton Eichens also looked like a heat issue for him.
Yeah, and then Nick kind of got bent back on a run, too.
Okay.
And we're going to need those boys next week against Eden Valley, guard some passes.
But, yeah, they win 42-7 at Rockford tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a different type of ball game. It'll be a finesse game. But going back to those injuries, you know, Johnny's arguably our best back. With him going out, Lane Gertz stepped up and had a great game.
What a monster game.
Noah Bozer. I mean, I thought everybody played really, really well tonight. It's just they were ready to play, and we played ball the whole game.
357 yards rushing tonight for the Pioneers. And when things are going well, rarely do the Pioneers throw it in the second half. They did not tonight. Weber did not put the ball up, neither did Preston late. So Pioneers roll to 411. And how about Danny Sayers' defense tonight? The defense holds Melrose to 56 yards in the first half. They better that. They hold them to 22 in the second half.
Well, and Perscala, too, the leading rusher in the St. Cloud Times area, probably about 50 yards.
49 on 19 carries.
That is just a marvelous defensive effort. He runs hard, but, again, you control the line of scrimmage. You don't give him that gap to get going. You watch on film, once he gets through the hole, he's really a load take down.
I saw the Sauk Center film. I saw the Howard Lake film, and I didn't think I would ever say this, but I said if ever a running back reminds me of Craig Lubertz, it was Perscala.
Yeah.
He's got that same little shifty sidestep, field vision, explosive strength. I said, my goodness, we might have our hands full Friday night.
Yeah, well, we game planned a lot for him. And, you know, I thought there was a couple of plays. Brett Kapsner comes, you know, just across the field, just takes the guy down.
Open field, just beautiful. Locked him up.
Derek Hall did one on our sideline, too. It was just a beautiful play. Stuff we were working on with the D-backs this week.
Matt Cummett laid a guy out.
Just great team effort, Rick.
It was. And now you go to Eden Valley Watkins. We know all about the Eagles. Reese Jansen's thrown for he'd thrown for over 300 in each of the first two games. He threw for 7 touchdowns in their season opener. They scored 42 tonight, so I'm assuming he put up big numbers again. So we will see. The secondary's got. We got to get those guys. We got to get Colton ready. We got to get Johnny ready. So, Coach, congratulations on a great win tonight. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend. No first day of school for the first time for you. What are you going to do Tuesday?
I have a tea time at 8:12. Coach and I are going to be done.
How long has that been planned?
Since about June 1st.
Nice.
It's down in the books, too.
All right, Coach.
Thanks.
Thank you. Coach Shabluski of the Pioneers. Pioneers roll tonight 34-0 over Melrose as they really dominated every phase of this football game. Let's take a look at Melrose, what I have for their numbers tonight. We mentioned Zach Perscala. He came in averaging about 9 yards a carry, 408 yards, 7 touchdowns in 2 ball games. Tonight, the Pioneer defense corralled him to the tune of 49 yards on 19 carries, a little over 2 yards a carry, and obviously no points, no touchdowns. After that, Mason Wenker, 6 for 10, couple of late carries for a reserve back for the Melrose Dutchman, Tyler Richter, 2 for negative 4, and their quarterback, Tyler Bregman, 3 for negative 5. So I have Melrose 30 rushing attempts for a net of 50 yards. Through the air, Bregelman, 4 for 13, 28 yards, 1 interception. That was Derek Hall in the first half off a tip pass. So the numbers at halftime, Melrose had 28 on the ground. They end with 50. They gained 22 rushing yards in the second half. They gained no passing yards in the second half. They have just 4 first downs the entire game, 1 in the second half, 1 in the first half. Their very first down was on a late hit blow to the head by the Pioneer defense. Then they strung together 3 straight first downs on their best drive of the night, but they ended up turning it over on downs inside the 30-yard line. So only 4 first downs. They were only penalized 1 time tonight for 10 yards, but little solace for the Melrose coaches. Listen to this. This is the possession chart for Melrose. 3 and out punt, 3 and out punt, 3 and out punt. 1 first down, 3 and out punt. Interception, turned it over on downs. That was the first half. In the second half, first possession, they turned it over on downs. That was when they gambled for it inside their own 30, didn't make it. Pioneers stuffed them basically. That was the big message sender Melrose down already, and they went for it on fourth and less than a yard from their 29 and got stuffed. Pierce cashed in for another quick touchdown there. Then they punted their last three possessions. All told, seven Melrose punts tonight. For the Pioneers, two backs eclipse 100 yards tonight. Lane Gertz, 15 carries, 120 yards, two touchdowns, his biggest game as a Pioneer on the offensive side of the ball. Noah Bozer, 16 carries. He hits the 100-yard mark. He finds the end zone twice. 89 yards for Nick Harold on just seven carries. 50 yards on eight carries for Derek Hall. Robbie Schlegel finishes up with three carries for 9 yards. Nathan Gertz, 2 for 7. Aaron Weber, 3 for -18. But a lot of that was one bad snap when they lost 21 yards. So the Pioneers rushed the ball 64 times. They rushed for 357 yards. Four rushing touchdowns tonight. Two of six for Weber, 54 yards. He did not throw it in the second half. His completions, Lane Gertz, a 7-yard catch, and the touchdown pass, 47 yards to Michael Meyer in the first half. So the Pioneers, 357 on the ground, 54 in the air. It adds up to 411 yards of offense for the Pioneers tonight. They have 23 first downs to 4. They were penalized 5 times for 40 yards tonight. So the scoring summary for Piers, they got on the board with just under 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Lane Gertz from a yard out, set up by a long run from Noah Bozer to the 1. Lane then pushed it across. And with 19 seconds left, Piers was up 7-0. That was the first quarter score. Michael Meyer caught in stride a perfect throw from Aaron Weber for a 47-yard touchdown with 7:55 to go in the half. Gertz with the extra point, and it was 14-0, and that was the halftime score. Then we sat around for nearly 2 hours as a weather system moved through the area, lightning and rain. And when we finally resumed at about 5-10, Pioneers had the opening kickoff, and they went right down the field, starting at their own 26. On that drive, Nick Harold had a big 40-yard run. Noah Bozer finished the drive off with a 3-yard scoring run. And it was 21-0 following the Lane Gertz extra point. They would then get the ball back inside the Melrose 30 when the Dutchman went for it on 4th-and-1 and got stuffed. A short field allowed Gertz to score just a couple of plays later from 26 yards out. His first missed extra point made it 27-0 at the end of the third. And then the final score of the night was a Noah Bozer 2-yard run. Gertz made the extra point, and with 4:39 left in the ball game, that was the final points of the night. Piers 34, Melrose nothing. Piers is now 3-0 on the season, and they will be at Eden Valley Watkins next Friday night. A pair of 3-0 teams. Eden Valley sure to be among the top five in AA. They were already ranked third, and they won big tonight over an undefeated Rockford team, 42-7. So the Pioneers at 3-0. Melrose takes their first loss. They are 2-1. They will host Rockford next Friday night in the next outing for the Dutchman. So there you have it. Piers 34, Melrose nothing. That wraps up football tonight. We go back to baseball. It's the Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Final weekend, state championship on the line Monday. Nisswa plays tomorrow at 5 o'clock in Watkins against New Market. And you'll hear that right here on You Are There Sports. Again, the final, Piers 34, Melrose 0. Thanks for listening. We'll talk baseball tomorrow afternoon right here.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply. The Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop. Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.